Indonesian President Joko Widodo has previously come out in support of human rights conditions, but now he appears to be making a U-turn. He's ruled out issuing pardons for any drug traffickers who are on death row. The Wire's Stephanie Richards reports.
Two of the Bali Nine inmates applied for clemency from Indonesia's death penalty 2 years ago. Now with new President Joko Widodo's tough stance on drug trafficking, all hope seems lost. Professor Sam Galkawi is an expert in law at Southern Cross University. He says the two Australians on death row only have politicians to turn to.
So these are two obviously at the tail end of proceedings where they've gone through all the rights of appeal and the only thing that they can rely on is the president providing some sort of pardon or at least some sort of relief from the death penalty. It's at the political stage now, not the legal stage.
Do you think an Australian plea would be taken seriously?
Yes, I do feel that it is taken seriously. Indonesia needs good relations with Australia and obviously Australia needs good relations with Indonesia. And the very fact that these two are not on the current list of the ones who are next in line for execution is some indication that they are treading quite warily and cautiously when it comes to overseas prisoners who are on death row.
Professor Sam Galkawi says tough penalties for drug trafficking is a part of Indonesian culture.
There's a strong aversion to drugs in some of these countries for a variety of religious and cultural reasons. And these countries do argue that the trafficking of hard drugs does create death, and that's their reasoning.
Associate Professor Sam Galkawi from Southern Cross University. Professor Carl Trokey specialised in Asian studies at Queensland University of Technology. He says the tough penalties are aimed at foreigners.
Right now in Indonesia there's something like 77 to 80 some people on death row, and almost half of them are foreigners. The law seems to be focused more on stopping what Indonesians see as foreign moral and intellectual pollute coming into their country.
You say that the death penalty isn't a deterrent as such, it's not being successful. So why do you think Indonesia still has the death penalty?
Well, why do we have drug laws anyplace? This is the whole question. Drug laws don't seem to work. All they do is make drugs more expensive and make it more lucrative for the traffickers.
President Joko Widodo has stated that Indonesia is in a state of emergency over drugs. Do you agree with this?
Personally, no. But it sounds good to declare a state of emergency if you want to consolidate your power and make some kind of moves without too much protest from the population. He's just letting the law take its course in this particular case and just carrying out sentences of execution that have already been on the books for quite some time. People have been sitting on death row for years now in Indonesia. He's sort of going to the situation where he's just going to get these executions off the books and have them carried out.
Professor Carl Trokey from Queensland University of Technology. Professor Sam Galkawi from Southern Cross University says there is hope that countries such as Indonesia will one day abolish the death penalty.
There has been some movement, but it will take time. And a country like Indonesia, with that huge historical and cultural background that it has over the years, it just will take some time.
Professor Sam Galkawi from Southern Cross University, ending that report by Stephanie Richards.